Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, and welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. This is Jesse Lewis, and I want to talk to you this week about referrals and getting clients to want to give referrals. You know, referrals are a huge part of most successful businesses, and mine included, but most businesses, referrals are extremely invaluable because they can be a passive, indirect way and really expensive to promote your business. So you're probably asking yourself, well, why do referrals work in the first place? Well, word of mouth marketing is pretty powerful. In fact, 78% of respondents in a survey conducted by Nielsen Media showed that they trust recommendations from existing users of products and services more than any other form of advertising. So anytime you can get word of mouth advertising, it really makes sense, doesn't it? So we're way more likely to trust our friends, colleagues, and people who have personally experienced our shows to sell our shows to other people. So that's particularly when we are making some kind of investment or purchase. We really trust those people who have already purchased the thing we are purchasing. So think about this on a show level. If you're selling your services, testimonials and referrals are a huge way to get more business. And while many referrals happen on their own, and this really is part of the reason that they can be so effective, there are a few actions that you can take to really help the process along to get more referrals. And in this podcast today, we're going to talk about some ways to really get your clients talking about you in order to generate more business. The first step in getting some good referrals is to make your clients look really good. There is nothing more action-provoking from a client's perspective than doing a great show with high-quality work and then asking them to help promote it. Plus, if the client is regularly asked about how the show did or complimented on the event, then they're going to want to help you promote yourself as well. Another step to getting these referrals is really taking the time to form meaningful relationships with your clients. You know, doing great shows really does allow your clients to be happy with what they did, and people are typically way more willing to help refer you if they are happy with what you've done for them and refer you to those that they trust and respect. A referral goes a lot further than just trying to introduce yourself. And the easiest way to reach that level is to really have a meaningful relationship with your client by taking the time to make that relationship happen. You can really grow your business. Of course, with any relationship, the rules are the same. Be honest, respectful, and genuine. And don't be afraid to share a little of your personal side. Yes, it is a business relationship, but don't be afraid to say happy birthday or Merry Christmas, whatever it is that you feel is that part of you that can be the personal side. There's another option you have when getting referrals, and that's offering an incentive for referring you. Most referrals are going to happen naturally without the need for any incentive. And it can really help if you do have an incentive to remind your clients that you are ready and willing to be recommended to others for what you do. Your incentives could be simple, like sending cash, maybe a gift card, for every referral that you get. Or maybe you offer a free show if they refer you to 10 people. I've done that before and it worked great. Or perhaps if you're doing block booking for things like schools and they refer you to another school and allows you to book another school in your block, maybe you give them a 10% discount. Whatever it is, you want to make it available to them to be able to take those incentives and really put them forward and make them work for those people. Another way that you really want to look at making it easy to refer you is you don't want to put them in a situation where they're trying to refer you to a colleague, but they can't remember your website or your email address. So you want to make sure things are as simple as you possibly can. You can avoid this, obviously, by sending them business cards if you're asking for referrals from your previous clients. You can send them email messages that can be passed along. You can friend them on Facebook and stay visible for more effective and frequent referrals. With referrals, it's not a bad idea to ask for them. Go ahead, ask for them. Say, hey, I know you really enjoyed your show. I was wondering if you could send me to two or three of your colleagues that could be potential shows that I could work with to help them have great events as well. The bottom line is that the more you get referred, the better you are off in your business. And with happy clients, the more you're going to get referred. Building word of mouth advertising is one of the most surefire ways to really increase your business. Over 30% of my business currently comes from referrals. 30%. Now, my question to you is, what are you doing to encourage your clients to refer you? Now, if it's a trade secret, you don't have to talk about it. But what you could do is go over to Marketing for Entertainers on Facebook. If you're not part of the group, join the group and tell them, what are you doing to encourage your clients to refer you? I'm Jesse Lewis. This is Showbiz Success. I can't talk, like I said earlier, guys. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast, and I want to thank you for watching or listening to it. And please like and subscribe. It helped me get up the charts and all that stuff. And if you want to be a guest on the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast, what I'd like you to do is contact me, and we'll see if you can be a guest on the podcast. Of course, you're going to have to deliver value. You're going to have a discussion with me, and we'll see where it leads. Guys, gals, go out there, get those referrals, really change your client's life and help them really develop great events and develop yourself and your business to the point where you can do this and that's all you do. Thanks for listening. You have a great day.